Peace be unto you and peace. Peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message on this Advent Sunday is this: Whoever has the Son gets it all. Based on 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I invite you to follow the sermon on the pink insert today, pink the color of joy, as again we consider our theme, whoever has the Son gets it all. Years ago, the story is told of a very wealthy man who, with his beloved son, was an avid collector of priceless paintings. This man's wife had passed away, but he traveled with his son all over the world collecting these wonderful pieces of art. Their homes were filled with these pieces of art, paintings hanging all over the walls of their large home. But then came a major war, and the son was called off to serve in the military for his country in this war. And within the year, the father received a message that his son had been killed. In fact, his son had been killed while carrying another soldier who was wounded to safety. One morning, shortly before Christmas, around this time of the year, a knock came to the door of the house, and there was a young soldier waiting at the door. And he said, "Sir, I'm a friend of your son's. In fact, I am the soldier your son carried to safety when his life was taken. May I please come in, sir? I'm an artist, and I want to give you this. I remember your son, you collected paintings," and he gave to the man a large package, and it was a painting. Though art critics wouldn't have given it much value, and it was obviously the work done of an amateur, it was a painting of the man's son. It had captured his face wonderfully, his personality as well. The old man hung the painting of his son in a place of honor in their large home. The following year, that gentleman grew ill and he passed away. And in his will, he stated that his art collection would be available to the public at auction. The art world was eagerly awaiting the auction of the priceless paintings worth millions of dollars. They arrived the day of the auction, and the auction hall was filled. The auction began with a painting that was not on anybody's list. It was obviously the painting done of an amateur. It wasn't worth very much. No one was really interested in it. It was the painting of the man's son. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid of $100, but the auction hall was silent. Someone in the back finally yelled, "Let's forget about that old thing and get to the real expensive stuff." But the auctioneer said, "No, according to the man's will, we have to sell this painting first. This painting is of the Son. Now, who will take the Son?" Silence filled the room. Finally, an old man in the back, who for many years had been the faithful gardener of this man and his boy, said, "I knew that boy and I loved him. I'll bid $100 for the painting." There was silence till the auctioneer said his famous words, "Going once, going twice," sold for $100, and the room erupted with cheers. Finally, they could get to the good stuff. But the auctioneer looked out at the audience and said, "The auction is now over." Silence filled the room. First they were curious, then they were angry. "What do you mean it's over? We didn't come all this way for that useless painting of that amateur of that old guy's son. We came for the millions of dollars worth of art." And the auctioneer replied, "It's quite simple. Actually, according to the will of the Father, the man who took the pain of his son gets it and all of the treasures as well. The will read, whoever has the son gets it all. Whoever has the son gets it all. This, in essence, is the message of our Advent and Christmas season that's upon us. Whoever has the son gets it all. The very word Advent means the coming, the arrival of the Son, not just at Christmas as the Christmas babe, but as our opening hymn reminded us also as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings at the end of the world. Again, listen to our sermon text from 1 John chapter 5. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. He who has the Son gets it all. But what is included in the all? What are the treasures that are yours when by God's grace you have put your faith in Jesus the Son? Look at your sermon outlines this morning. We're going to talk about three classic treasures that are ours. Number one, when we know and trust Jesus, the first treasure is this: we now know what Almighty God is really like. The advent of Jesus gave us a living picture of what God is like. Jesus Himself said in the Holy Gospels, "When you have seen me, you have seen the Father." We would say it like this: Jesus is a chip off the old block. In Colossians chapter 1, this is what it says: Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by Him all things were created. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, John calls Jesus by a title, a nickname. He calls Him the Word. Listen to this passage. When you hear Word, think Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is what we call the incarnation. God becoming flesh. This is what Christmas is all about. God came to us in Jesus that we might know what God is really all about. What is Almighty God really like? Well, what did Jesus do? He walked our earth. He loved us. He touched us. He healed us. He taught us. He forgave our sins, died in our place, rose to give us eternal life, promises to never leave us or forsake us. If you want to know what Almighty God is like, look there. He who has the Son gets it all. Imagine what our world would be like if God, in the person of Jesus Christ, had never come to our earth. First of all, many, many hospitals and schools and universities would never be here because they were first started as Christian institutions. Our way of dating history would be completely different because we date history now from what happened before Jesus was born, B.C., and after He came, A.D. If Jesus had not come, there would be no church buildings in our towns and cities. We would have only half of a Bible. There would be no Christmas, no Easter, no hope of forgiveness or heaven. Without Jesus, Mary Magdalene would have died in her sin. Matthew would have lived his life as a cheating tax collector. Peter, James, and John would have done nothing more with their lives than fished for a living. St. Paul would have remained a self-righteous, legalistic Pharisee. Those needing healing would have remained broken in body and spirit. The lame remain lame. The blind remain in their darkness. The deaf remain in their silence. At funerals that we attend, we would never hear these words of Jesus as He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he die, yet he shall live." Some of you have seen the TV program, The Antique Roadshow. On that program, I see some smiles on your faces. On that roadshow, often people have spent a few dollars for an object or maybe inherited something, and they've come to the show to figure out what it's really worth. Then comes the look of shock and surprise when they learn this thing is priceless. It's worth more than they possibly could have imagined. And when I see that happen, I think about how our loving God goes about taking people who are not considered very valuable by this world and placing a very high value upon them. Why? Because that's the kind of God He is. How do we know that? Because we see it in the life of Jesus over and over again. The outcast of society were Jesus' specialty. Those who were down and out were the ones He spent most of His time with. The sinful and the sick, the poor and the weak, the ones considered worthless by those who were powerful in society. It's these folks that Jesus pulled out of the trash and made them into God's treasure. And He's still doing this today. My friends, He has rescued you and me from the trash heap of our sins and has forgiven us. He has cleansed us. He has made us righteous. He has made you a valuable treasure. You, yes, you, are precious to Him. If Jesus had not come, we would have not known this about the nature of God. Whoever has the Son gets it all. And the first treasure we get is to know what Almighty God is really like. Whoever has the Son gets it all. And the second treasure that is ours when we have the Son is this: we have our sins forgiven. Think for a moment of the worst thing you have ever done in your life. That thing for which you feel guilt and shame even to this day. Think of what it would be like if Jesus had not come, that your sin could not be forgiven. What would that be like? Your guilt and shame would never be relieved. Condemnation would always be hanging over your head. But Jesus came. Jesus came. His advent to our earth has brought you, sinner, has brought me, sinner, the forgiveness of our sins. This wonderful promise of Romans 8, verse 1, belongs to you. St. Paul writes, "There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." If Jesus had not come, the woman who was caught in the act of adultery recorded in John 8 would have never heard these words of Jesus that are meant for you and me today when Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Now go and leave your life of sin." The Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 1, "How great is the love of the Father that He has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. Whoever has the Son gets it all." And the second treasure we get is the absolute forgiveness of all of our sins. What a Christmas present. Third and lastly, the third treasure that's ours when we have the Son is this: we have the gift of heaven. Heaven was made possible by Jesus. To that thief hanging on the cross next to his, Jesus said these most wonderful words of Holy Scripture, "Today, today, you'll be with me in paradise." To all who put their faith in him, Jesus says these words of John 14, "I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me, that you may be where I am." What could be said at the funeral of a believer if Jesus had not come? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:19, these words, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, then we are to be pitied above all men." If Jesus had not come, there would be no hope of a returning Savior at the end of the world. The gates of heaven would not be open to us. There would be no one standing there to welcome us, to say to Clarence, to say to Joel, to say to Ron, these words of Matthew 25, "Come and share your master's happiness." There would be no hope of a resurrection. There would be nothing to look forward to in our life than the closing of the casket lid and the coldness of the grave. But Jesus came! And because he has come, everything has changed. We live in joyful anticipation of what is yet to come. Whoever has the Son gets it all. And the third treasure we get is the gift of heaven. Whoever has the Son gets it all. And some of the all isn't even known to us yet. God has gifts and surprises for you that you have not even unpacked and opened yet. You'll have to wait. My childhood Christmases illustrate that truth. Don kind of let the cat out of the bag in his children's sermon. But let me tell you what a naughty little boy I was. Evelyn says, "Was." Still is. When I was young, I did a lot of snooping around our house at Christmas time, trying to find the place this year where mother and father hid my Christmas gifts. I'd hunt and hunt for that gift until I found the box. Then I'd hold the box. I'd feel the box. I'd smell the box. I'd shake the box until I had a pretty good idea what it was. Oh, I was a naughty little boy. The point is, I was already enjoying the pleasures of a future event, namely the unwrapping of the gift at Christmas. It had my name on it. I knew it was for me. I had a pretty good idea it was mine, but it would not be handed over to me until it was time. Then I would see with my eyes what before I had only seen with my heart. My friends, the treasures we have and we will have because Jesus came. We know what God is like. We know our sins are forgiven. We know heaven awaits us. Whoever has the Son gets it all. In the name of Jesus, God's Son, our Savior. Amen. Let us now worship.